100 years ago today, as I'm saying, it's the anniversary of the start of the Battle of the Somme. Whistles were blown up and down the British front line in France. Thousands of men climbed from their trenches out into no man's land, beginning what is now considered to be one of the bloodiest battles of World War I. But it wasn't only those fighting who were caught up in the action. Edie Appleton was a nurse on the front line. She never really spoke to her family about the scene she witnessed or the job she'd done, but she did leave behind a diary, which my neighbour Dick Robinson was showing to me the other day. I mean, the whole thing is just what a story this is. The diary really does bring this to life. Edie's great nephew Dick takes up the story.
These diaries are amazing because, of course, lots of nurses would have had the same experience as Edie, but she wrote a daily journal. And it's very much a mixture of her recording the horrors. You know, we took in 500 men today, and tragic individual stories about young men dying in her care. But it's also about her going and doing the things which I think kept her sane. Swimming, walking, collecting flowers, drawing sketches. So it was that sort of... The diaries are very much that mixture.
The things she experienced are just... Well, nobody should have experienced.
Yes, I agree with you. She was a professional trained nurse. She went to Barts in the early 1900s and trained there for 4 years and then went on to be a district nurse and a health visitor. And with World War I looming, she joined Queen Alexandra's Imperial Military Nursing Service Reserve, which I always call the QAs for short. And was out in France by October. So 2 years after the two weeks after the beginning of the war, she was already in France.
The diary entries, we're sitting here with the diaries on the table. Some of them handwritten, some of them typed, some of them with sketches. Just describe some of the moments that really hit home to you in these diaries.
I think the one particularly topically that hits home is what she wrote on the 4th of July, 1916. And I could quote from it. She writes, "Wounded, hundreds upon hundreds, on stretchers, being carried, walking, covered from head to foot in well-caked mud." And she goes on really to give a very powerful impression of, you know, the terrific... numbers arriving and having to deal with. And of course, that battle went on right through until November 1916. And every day, you know, some days she has slack days when she goes for her walks. Others, you know, it's dealing with hundreds of new arrivals.
The slaughter was just something beyond belief, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, you know, we're talking about a million people injured on all sides, 300,000 dying or missing. I mean, it's just, you know, beyond... imagination, I think.
Now, you say you knew her in her later life. From the lady that you knew when you were sort of five and growing up when you came to this country, to the lady you're reading about here and her thought processes, do you recognise the two?
No, not at all. I remember a rather elderly, rather severe, rather sort of strict lady. You know, we're talking about just after the Second World War. You know, things were tight. Rationing got worse and worse, actually, after the war. And I can remember my parents saying, if you're offered another slice of cake or another sandwich, you say no, because, you know, the resources just aren't there. But I have such happy memories of helping her feed her chickens. She loved chickens, and I've got a wonderful photograph of her sitting on an old Morgan three-wheeler with various people around her, including my mum and my aunt, sitting in the car as well and holding a chicken. You look at it and you think she's got a little dog there, but it's not. It's one of her precious chickens.
He tells the story brilliantly. My neighbour Dick Robinson. Dick, thank you for sharing that. Now, what Dick's done with the diaries, he's created a website, anurseatthefront.org.uk. And everyone that's mentioned in the diary, he's referenced. It's up on the website. It says a names list. You click on that and it takes you through. It's almost like an index. So you can see everybody that's mentioned there. And what's happened is that so many people have got in touch with him saying, oh, that's my relative. And it's almost become a community, really, of people coming to Dick to tell him the story about their great uncle or whoever. And there's a lovely Oxfordshire link to this as well. Sister Nora Constable whose family lived in Charlbury at the time. I think her father ran the Bell, I think it was, in Charlbury. And she was serving. She was a close colleague of Edith Appleton out in northern France during the First World War. And I dare say there'll be people listening with family connections there to nursing sister Nora Constable. If that rings a bell with you this morning, maybe you're still living in Charlbury.